We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with the president of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. That is Jason Smith, joining us here this morning on In Focus. And we're continuing to talk about some of the agenda items here from the chamber and metal. And Jason, you've got some more things here.
Yeah. So in addition to the metal agenda, we obviously have a few extra issues that are important to Manhattan that we include in our local agenda that we distribute to our elected officials. And a lot of it will match some things you hear from the city of Manhattan, of course, and Kansas State and some of our other partners. But we obviously we have a statement in regards to higher education and making sure that the budget requests of the regents, not just for Kansas State, but also for Manhattan Technical College. And then also the state funding that's available in terms of grants for students to attend Manhattan Christian College. So, it's not just K-State. K-State's extremely important, but MATC is incredibly important to our long-term future. And then Manhattan Christian College is a very important part of our social fabric of this community as well. And so we want to make sure all three of those get what they need from the state to continue to grow and prosper. One of the other items, we obviously are very concerned about things that impact Fort Riley. One of the things that has been discussed for a number of years that could potentially be a red flag if there are basing decisions being made, and we don't anticipate any in the future, but you never know. And so you always want to address things that could potentially be red check marks against you in that process. So last year, if you remember, we were able to get our coalition of partners to get the license reciprocation for military spouses passed. And that was something that was a red check mark that became now a green check mark. So we're able to help military spouses get licenses in Kansas quicker if they have them in other states. And that just is common sense, right? Well, the other one that is a bit of a challenge for us that we need to make sure that we're addressing is how the state treats federal military aid to schools that have kids of military personnel. And so right now the federal government gives funds to those schools. And of course, Leavenworth and Junction City get much more than Manhattan does, but Manhattan does get a substantial amount of funding from the federal government based on military dependents. The state of Kansas, I'm probably very poor at explaining this, but the state of Kansas factors those federal funds into the state formula. The federal government would like for states to consider those federal funds as additional funding because of the challenges that dependents of military personnel have as they transition from one school to another school. And so we are asking the state to back that out of the formula and use it as additional funding as the federal government intended. We have a statement in regards to the budget surplus in terms of providing tax relief to Kansans, particularly small businesses. We continue to have a statement in our agenda that is for clearing up legislatively the challenges that are created by the dark store theory or alternative valuation, which creates winners and losers in how people are assessed at the county level. And so there needs to be a standardized formula across the board. And I think we agree with the county and the city and their language on that. And then the last one that is going to be interesting to watch is redistricting. We kicked that around a number of different ways. One of the things that has popped up this year that most people may not recognize or remember, I believe 2020, Kansans passed a state question that changed how Kansas counts people, particularly students and military. So before 2020, the census would come out. If a student registered or was counted in Manhattan, but they knew they were from, say, Garden City, the state would pull that person out and add it to Garden City. Same thing with military. If there was a military person in Manhattan, but they knew they were from Independence, they would pull that person out and move them to Independence. that state question took that out of the formula for Kansas as they figured out how to district. And so we got a huge bump in our population in terms of how people are counted. And so there's going to have to be some significant changes to district boundaries in the Manhattan area. Representative Carlin, for instance, has 8,000 more people in her district than what she should have based on the allocation in the state. And that's just primarily because of how the count changed in Kansas. So one of the things that's concerning us a little bit is obviously politics being politics, that one party might use this process to dilute the potential chance for an existing person to win. And while we don't want to get into the politics of the situation, we want to make sure that Manhattan's representation isn't diluted. We kicked around this idea of, would, for instance, right now, all of Raleigh County is in one Senate district. And we think that makes that senator very responsive to the needs of Raleigh County and Manhattan. If, for instance, Raleigh County was divided into four districts or three districts, like I believe Pike County is in three districts, does that enhance your opportunity because you have more senators, or does it dilute potentially your influence because it's less of their voting population? We decided that we would prefer to keep all of Raleigh County in a single Senate district. We talk about that, but basically we're gonna look at everything through the lens of not diluting Manhattan's representation. So we want to make sure that people who represent Manhattan feel like Manhattan is a significant and important part of their district and are going to be responsive to the needs of our community. And so we're going to monitor that very closely and make sure that stays in place.
All right. That makes sense. I mean, the more people you have advocating for Manhattan at the state level and Manhattan and Raleigh County, for that matter, and Pottawatomie County, the better. So, I mean, yeah. That makes sense.
It's a challenge. And, you know, we had people who had views on both sides of that. But I can tell you right now, and some of this is, I think he's a good person, but when we call Senator Hawk, we get immediate response. If Manhattan were in, for instance, three Senate districts, A, you know for sure who you should call. So, you know, find out where the challenge is and call that person. Are they going to be as responsive? You know, you just don't know, because they're representing probably a much larger area than what we currently have now. The other thing that's going to be interesting to watch, which I don't know what the choices are, they're going to have to put more people in the first congressional district, which does that mean Topeka comes into the first congressional district? And if it does, that's going to dilute our influence in that district even more. We used to be in the second. We obviously moved to the first 10 years ago. Which diluted our influence to some degree. Now, if Topeka has to come in, or a portion of Topeka, does that do that even further? I don't know. It's difficult to say. We feel like we have a great relationship with our current representative. He has an office in Manhattan. He's, of course, K-State grad, so that I think that helps. But it's obviously more he has 66 counties, so it's a challenge already. And so if you have to add more people to that, it just gets more difficult.
Yeah, and that's just a product of population shifts. So, I mean, there's really not a lot of solutions to that.
Well, other than we need to do better growing, and that's, you know, we talk all the time at the chamber. Our mission is to find ways to grow Manhattan in terms of jobs and population, and we have to continue to grow to maintain the kind of representation that we expect. And particularly when you talk about federal representation, we need as a state to be growing as well. And so growth initiatives are always going to rise to the top of our agenda because they're so important in terms of our economic prosperity, but also in terms of our representation at both the Topeka capital and the D.C. capital.
Now, one thing that we had recently in the news was the leaders retreat. I know that was supposed to happen last week, and it will still happen, but it's been pushed back a little bit.
Yeah, we got a request from both our hospital administrator and the health department director to implement masks for the leaders retreat. we kicked that around back and forth a little bit, and because we obviously respect both Bob and Julie and their opinions. But it just became very difficult to think about how to enforce a mask mandate when you're, you know, when it's, we're basically talking about a, you know, 15 to 16 hour over 2 day conference where people can eat and drink. And so at that point, does it become a farce because people are drinking, and do we have to have staff going around and enforce that? And that we weren't really excited about that. And then also it just discourages dialogue. And at the end of the day, while we are having presentations, the goal of the leaders retreat is to get people to have dialogue and talk and see if, you know, whether it's things they can do internally with their own businesses or their own communities or things we can do collectively as a region. We'd like to try to find a way where the dialogue is more free and open. And so we thought, you know what, let's just, we pushed it off last year. Actually, we had it in August of 2021. So let's push it back again. And so we're going to shoot for May. We've already set that for May 12th and 13th. It will be at the Manhattan Conference Center. And as of right now, we are working on the same agenda and trying to lock down those speakers again and those topics. And so we're looking forward to that.
Okay. Good to report on that. And I'm glad it's not canceled. It is just pushed back to May 12th and 13th. So that's good to hear. Let's take a break. We'll come back more with Jason Smith in a moment here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.